It's time now for the Bean Report, brought to you by Manitoba Pulse and Soybean Growers. Joining us today is Production Specialist Laura Schmidt.
I'm the new Western Production Specialist with MPSG. I've been with MPSG for 3 years, and I've just transitioned to this new role this spring after defending my MSc thesis researching dry beans. I'm looking forward to connecting with farmers and agronomists across Manitoba, so please feel free to give me a shout.
And Laura, give us a bit of a crop update on, you know, what's happening out there.
Seeding progressed very quickly last week with the warmer temperatures throughout the province. The rain we got over the weekend was quite variable throughout Manitoba. Pea and fava bean seeding is pretty much complete, with crops emerging and approaching the first node stage in much of the province. As crops are emerging, keep an eye out for early season pests like root rots, cutworms, and wireworms. Soybean seeding is well underway. Farmers who planted soybeans earlier in the month should check out for signs of cold stress like twisted seedlings and delayed or poor emergence. Dry bean seeding began last week and continues into this week. MPSG's on-farm network trial seeding is also very well underway, with pea, fava bean, dry bean, and soybean trials already in the ground. As these crops start to emerge, we're going to begin data collection.
What should farmers keep in mind when it comes to soybean seed depth?
Aim for 0.5 to 1.5 inch seed depth for soybeans. If you're facing dry soil and the decision to dust in seed, know that you're going to need a good rain afterwards for the seed to take off. If you're looking to plant deeper than 1.5 inches to reach soil moisture, the seed might struggle to come out of the ground, resulting in delayed or uneven emergence. Check your seed depth a few times while seeding. Ideally, aim to assess seed depth when you first start in the headlands and a couple times later on when you're in different parts of the field to make sure your seeding depth is still adequate, and also maybe to check if you've got soil moisture at a shallower depth.
And Laura, talk a little bit about soybean rolling considerations.
Consider seedbed conditions. Dry soil will be more prone to erosion, while wet soil will be prone to sealing and cracking. In these cases, rolling could be delayed post-emergence until V1, once you're past that hook stage, during the heat of the day. If you don't have stones or large soil clods that present harvest issues, consider saving the fuel and avoid rolling altogether.
Any tips when it comes to dry bean seeding?
So dry bean seeding, as it's ongoing, we've put together some tips. Seed depth ranges from 1 to 1.5 inches deep, depending on soil moisture. Inoculants have been tested in the past with little success and haven't been widely commercially available. As a result, nitrogen fertilization is standard practice for Manitoba. Research is ongoing in this area, but for now, check out Manitoba Agriculture's Soil Fertility Guide recommendations. Dry beans can be planted in narrow or wide row width, depending on your equipment. Research has shown a yield advantage to narrow rows due to better sunlight capture. Target plant stands will vary with market class and row spacing. Increase plant populations on narrow row width. For pinto and black beans, target 90 to 120,000 plants per acre. And for navy beans, target greater than 115,000 plants per acre. The full table of target plant stands by market class is available on our website for you to check out. You can read more about these topics in the Bean Report email to be sent out Wednesday morning. Visit manitobapulse.ca/production for more information on growing pulse and soybean crops and to sign up for the Bean Report.
Thanks, Laura. Laura Schmidt is a production specialist with Manitoba Pulse and Soybean Growers. The Bean Report is brought to you by Manitoba Pulse and Soybean Growers. You can find out more at manitobapulse.ca.